Wild eyes peek out of cages in the feral cat room at Bradshaw Animal Shelter in Sacramento. Dave Dickinson is the facility's director. He says the cats were troublemakers.
Causing nuisance in the neighborhood. They might be attacking other owned cats in their yards and stuff. So the people trap them and bring them to us.
Instead of euthanizing the cats, the shelter offers them up for adoption to people with lots of open space. Dickinson promises the cats will behave once they're neutered.
They won't have the yowling and the mating practices that they once had, and they won't be as territorial either. They won't be fighting all the time to establish territory, so they'll calm down after a month or so after their surgery.
Elizabeth Gaylord recently adopted two felines for Camp Pollock, a public day-use area east of downtown Sacramento.
Come on, Ragnar. Let's go.
Ragnar races through the fields towards Gaylord, who holds out a treat for the gold and black striped Bengal tabby with green eyes. The cats are successful predators.
We've tried using humane traps and never caught a single mouse, so it's really made a big difference. About 4 to 6 weeks after we released him and his sister, I guess you could call her, onto the property, we now don't see any evidence of mice, rats, or anything that we don't really want in the buildings.
She says the cats prowl the grounds day and night.
I think most of them are meant to be kind of outdoor, somewhat feral cats. I don't want people to think they're going to get like your traditional snuggling your lap cat.
But Ragnar appears to be friendly. He circles Gaylord's legs and purrs for attention. Many California shelters offer feral cats for adoption. Usually the animals and their shots are free. In Sacramento, I'm Leslie McClurg.